This is Bobs and the Burbs, a podcast dedicated to shining a spotlight on Black-owned businesses thriving in suburban areas. We're here to amplify their stories and explore how they use the power of social media to make a lasting impact. I am Ashley L. James, the founder and social media consultant of ALJ Digital. On this episode, I will be chatting with Jessica Haynes of Local Joe West, and she will tell us about creating an Instagram-worthy coffee experience. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Ashley. Good to see you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
That is cool. Oh, of course. Thank you for coming and joining me here today. So let's get started. By you sharing your story. So tell me more about your journey, your background, and your inspiration for Local Joe West.
Yeah. So as long as I can remember, I like drinking coffee with my grandparents, for breakfast. I don't know. They used to sneak me a lot. And then I kind of got into coffee for a long time. And then over time, being here on the island, doing real estate, going back and forth across the island, I would stop at a cafe. And that kind of grew into a relationship partnership with that cafe. And then we started our own cafe on the west side, which opened in April. So my husband and I, we run the location here on the west side. And it's been really, really cool. It's really fun.
Nice. Okay, that is really cool. So you are a franchisee is what you're trying to say.
Sort of. It's more of a partnership. So we just have two locations, and then we divide that ownership evenly for the most part, with Charles having a little bit more share since he's our owner and founder, and he runs another location. And then this one, I think ultimately we could become a franchise, but not quite there yet. They are talking about expanding and maybe getting another location. So we'll see.
Very good. Okay. Well, that is really cool. And it sounds like good things are on the horizon. So that's always great.
It's good. Thank you.
Yes, of course. So, okay. What about your products? What kind of stuff do you sell at Local Joe West?
Yeah, so in the shop, you're able to get a variety of very delicious food, homemade bagels, homemade banana bread, pastries, croissants.
Okay, wait a minute, because you're making me hungry. Let me at least get...
Listen, me too.
Some liquid fulfillment.
Sometimes I will, literally just buy food from the cafe, all the time, bagels. Breakfast stuff, but we also have some savory lunch items like gyros, turkey pesto sandwich, burritos that are just, you will be full. And then of course coffee drinks. So we offer locally roasted coffee and local beans that are just super fresh, dark roast, medium roast, but we have teas as well, lemonades, matcha, and we're always expanding
our menu. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to get
into the tea a little bit, though, because I'm a tea girly.
Some tea tips.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
You got the matcha tea, right, which is going to be this ceremonial green tea. It usually comes in a powder. You're going to usually whisk it with a bamboo whisk or just kind of water it down with a spoon if you're at home kind of doing it yourself. But that's a really good energizer tea. It's full of chlorophyll, so you got green vegetable kind of energy kind of coming through. Another
that's
good
the energy
tea.
I like.
right, and it's long lasting. It's not gonna that spike like coffee might do where you crash. Masha is just long lasting. Another good tea is Sencha. That's gonna be a green herbal tea, and it's kind of a little more earthy. We kind of talked about, some people really like that flavor. It's got a lot more of a robust flavor, a little stronger, a little greener, grassier. And another tea I love is Mamaki tea. Mamaki tea is special here. Yeah, it's good. It's got a sweetness and smoothness that's, I have somebody that I know, he was like, I don't even need sweetness there. I don't add honey or sugar or anything, and it's just already good. I don't know how they do it. It grows on the top of a mountain on the Big Island, like another island next nearby, and we kind of get it shipped in. So that's a really nice tea. If you're able to find mamaki, go ahead and grab some of that. And then we also have like a classic black tea, and we do some flavors with that. We have a plantation iced tea that's from the pineapple plantations where they grow pineapples and all that here on island. So it's just nice to flavor up your teas in different ways and have some fun with that.
Yeah, dress them up a little bit and just have a flavor experience.
Yes, yes. I love matcha. That's been my new kind of tea, like since I started working at the cafe. I didn't really know about matcha before that.
Ah, okay. So that's kind of where your focus is right now for different ways to dress up your matcha.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, cool. So we know that suburban life is, it's got its own beat. So what would you say about the suburb that you're operating out of? First of all, what is the suburb you're operating out of? And then kind of what has it been like owning a business there?
Oh, yeah. So the community we're in is a suburb of the West Oahu community. So that's the island inside of the chain of the Hawaiian Islands. And so we're here in the middle and on the western side. And that's kind of kind of underserved. It's like a little more quiet, a little more suburban than our city side, like the east, or where like Waikiki and Honolulu kind of really a busy hustling bustle place. So we're over on like a little more quiet side. We have a university nearby and then new housing development. And then as a part of that new housing development, we're on the corner and we're in a community called Ho'opili. And in Ho'opili, there's condos and apartments and some houses too. And new businesses, little restaurants, stuff popping up all over the place now.
Wow. So it sounds like there's a lot of growth in your area, which is really cool. But sometimes with growth, there are challenges. Do you have any types of hurdles that you have to overcome being in that area?
Yeah, for sure. Just some off rip is that just exposure. So because we're kind of tucked away, although we're in a developing area where we have like a light rail that passes through it, not having exposure, like not being right on the roadside, people don't always know you're there. And then even if you do live in the community and you've driven past, some of our hours don't always work for how like people kind of live their life. If they work a traditional 9-to-5 job, they may not be able to stop by the cafe because we close at 2 p.m. each day. One of the ways we address it is we're going to open, we have a special event on the 9th, so coming up kind of soon. I don't know when this is gonna come out. Okay, it's gonna come out in a little bit, but every second Tuesday of the month we're gonna do a night market with the community, and so that
one of the ways that you're kind of navigating that hurdle. Talk more about what the night market is like. Is it just local Joes there, or are there other merchants there? Like, how does that look?
Yeah, really good question. So local Joe West will be open. We'll keep our cafe open. And then all around the area, other shops will be open. And then there'll also be crafters, vendors, food trucks, and kind of this cluster promote business and commerce and just community. And I was saying it's like really family friendly. So you'll see like kids just kind of running around on their bikes. And I think it's from 5 to 8. So you'll get a beautiful sunset while that's happening. And it's just like, it's a nice vibe. I think it's been going on now for a couple months, maybe 3 or 4 months. So it's still relatively small, which is nice to kind of jump on that early on so the community can see us, you know, participating and giving back and hanging out and being there for them. Like they, you know, they've asked, can you be open? We're like, yeah. So this is our way of kind of doing that way.
Yes. Okay. So that really gives you the chance to get more exposure to other people in the area that didn't know about you before, but then also just kind of be a part of everything going on at once. I like that. I would go there. Like, I would do that. That would be a fun, like a really fun event. And it's cool that it happens regularly, so people could kind of get used to coming out and seeing what's going on. So love that. That is really cool. All right, so we kind of talked about, we've definitely talked about your story. We talked about some of the hurdles that you've had to overcome in your suburb of choice. But now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about social media. So what unique strategies help you navigate social media, vibe with your audience, push your mission forward? Just let people know more about Local Joy West. Like, how do you use social media to connect with your customers?
Yes, yes. Okay, cool. So I would say, like, try to stay educated on, like, new offerings that whatever social media platform you're on has. So, like, you know, Instagram is always rolling out new stuff. So we try to tap into, like, every new thing that you can do. One, to try it out and just, like, be confident and do that. But two, to really just engage and get new feature, new people to see. Remember, we talk about the exposure. So I use geotags. I will tag the airport. I will tag the main malls. I will tag Costco. I will tag Starbucks. I'm just going to tell you right now, because you want coffee, so you know there was another one right here, you know. So I don't know if I'm going to go to jail for that, but I'm just kidding. No. But, you know, I love using
That's right. That is the way that you're doing, that you're supposed to do it. So I think you're doing the right thing.
Awesome. I'm going to also tag the other people, you know. Tag music. You want to use music in your post that helps with just like spreading that energy, kind of show more vibrancy to your video. We try to post regularly. One of our strategies is to like a campaign, like let's say we have a new special, right? It's January, we got some new drinks. We'll try to design a look on Canva, then we'll try to make a special that we'll print out, and we'll try to post it on social media. Then we make a story about it. Then we kind of talk about it. Like, so you try to like stretch this one thing into multiple facets. And that's something that really helps you to be efficient. So you're not just like on social media all day and it's like a hard job. It's more like a fun job because you're just creating and sharing.
That's true. Yes. And you touched on a really important point about repurposing content. So reusing the same thing that you're talking about, but doing it in different ways, using your different social media platforms. And that is huge. Like you said, it cuts down on the energy and time that is just going to take you to create new things for social. So I love that you're already doing that and that that's a big part of your strategy. You also mentioned using Canva. And I'm a Canva girly. I know there's other Canva girlies probably watching this. So let's talk some more about Canva, because that is that a big tool in your social media arsenal, basically?
Yeah, I'm glad you said arsenal, because I was like, it's a secret weapon. Like, it really is that deal. I guess I should tell you this too. Like, I got introduced to Canva when I started my yoga business in like 2017. My teacher, like the coach, was like, you're already into like graphic design, I guess. And I was like, what? Like, I'm using Facebook. It's cute. Like, I put a flower on it. And she's like, but if you use Canva, you can like make it transparent, or you could like line it up, or you could put it in the thirds. And like, you know, it's so many features on Canva. So some of the features I use in Canva, the brand kit, definitely like keep your logo, your colors connected. So you can be consistent.
Keep it cute.
I love all the fonts. I love the blur feature where you can just kind of take any blocks or any, let's say you put like a rectangle in the middle of the page, but you can blur it out by just adding a little blur. Yeah. And I also love
it just steps up everything just a little bit. Just adds a little more chic to it.
And half of those flyers you've ever seen, like flyers that you love, were designed on Canva. Mm-hmm. Like, it just takes creativity. Yes. Follow people on socials that are like into it. You know, they give tips, they show new stuff, and they'll show you new features too. Like, oh, did you know Canva got music? Did you know Canva got videos? Oh, yeah. AI, like, just always.
Yes. Yep. Man, they are serious about the AI features. They got some of all types of AI weave throughout Canva now. So it's like, if your designs are coming up looking crazy, then that's on you.
Like, just keep it not on Canva. Right? Like, I think too, like spending time on Canva, like give yourself a work block to actually be on Canva, like so you don't feel like, oh, I'm just joking around, or I'm playing around, it's really valuable time because it's creative space and you can learn new stuff too. So even if you don't create a final product in that time block, it's like drafts, and you can add to the draft and you can change it all the way up. I have so many like almost posts, and then I'm like, oh, I'll come back to it 6 months with a fresh vision and be like, let me just change the background and add a this. Little stuff like that is nice, and people like it. It's inspiring, it's clean, it's easy to read, and they got a free feature, right? They got the pro where you can add other team members to your program. You can have better add-ons and stuff, but the free version is really good too. So all businesses, even if you just starting out, please download Canva. I don't get paid to say that. We just are believing like how easy it is to use and fun kind of once you really get going.
That's fine.
Right.
That is a great tip. And I think that if you are not using Canva, what are you doing? Because
what are you doing?
Like you said, like, what are you doing? Because like you said, it is just so easy to use and get started with. So again, I'm not being paid to say that either. I just really
You know what else is a fun feature that Canva has? I meant to say, you can resize your stuff. So like, say you make for a reel or like a rectangle, right? You making a little video. They got a button at the top. I think it's probably AI. I don't know the definition, but it'll change it to like a post, like a more square. It'll change it to a story a little longer. You can change it to a Facebook size, and you just click one button, it'll resize like your one creation. So I'm working on that. It's not perfect yet, but it's kind of a cool option.
It is a cool option. I've definitely used that before. And just to be able to not have to start from scratch. Like, I used to be that girl that was just sitting there recreating stuff for each platform, taking just hours out of my day. I mean, I feel like this is like a real commercial at this point, but seriously, that resize tool, baby, it changed my life. So that's all I got to say.
Be more comfortable, you can have more fun, you can be more creative. Like, time is so valuable.
Great. And so just moving into your wise words of wisdom, what would you say to the next generation of Black entrepreneurs?
Oh, I'll say, hey, I love you. I would also say, you know, stay beautiful, stay confident, be unique, and, you know, let go of negativity, negative imagery, negative things that could hold you back, maybe things you've heard or people, I don't know. I think it's like a little voice in the back of a lot of our heads. It's like, you can't do it or you don't deserve it. And I always like to say the quote, I am enough without any change, right? Without doing anything different, you are the perfect you. And so I love to remind people, you're designed for a reason. You're interested in what you're interested for a reason. So just go forth and push forward and fail fast, like fall forward, make everything a learning experience so that there are no L's.
Right, like get out there and do.
Yeah, do it. And the best you can do is like actually make 100 mistakes, because now you know those things didn't work.
Well, not to do.
So stay confident, keep going, inspire yourself, find people that are inspiring, take care of yourself, be balanced. You know, if you go out, good, go out, but drink your water, right? If you working out, cool, then relax too, right? If you're relaxing a lot, go ahead and get up and exercise, get some vitamin D. So just stay balanced, keep going, because you're good. You're good already. And just stay great.
I love that. Stay great. Stay great. Stay balanced. Stay confident. And get out there and make moves. Take action.
Yep. It's waiting for you, like, to trailblaze, to just go, to do whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
That's beautiful. Yes. So what are you reading, watching, and listening to that's just you? This is what you're doing right now.
Yes, I watch a lot of TV. One of them is Lodge 49. It's a fun little show. It's weird. It's got two seasons, 10 episodes each. It's one of the greatest shows I ever seen, though. If you like kind of weird stuff, a little bit of like, I don't even want to give no details because it's just gonna mess up.
But but you gotta set it up. Like, what do you mean by it's weird?
I can't do it. It is. You know what it does? It takes it takes the mundane of like day-to-day life and show you the miracles within that. So it just shows you how like,
wow,
life is really cool and it's life, but a way to kind of see it and it's relatable. It's a person that's going through kind of a lot in the story, but he's really relatable and funny, and he's going through his journey. And as he's going through his life journey, he just run into all these like really, you know, mundane experiences, but they seem so miraculous given the day or the circumstance or the timing. And it asks the question, are there coincidences? And you're like, I don't know. Like, is it? And it's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of metaphysics, I guess. It's a little bit of family. It's a lot of humor. But it's a funny little weird show.
I can see why you like it, though. I can see why you like it. That makes sense. Yeah, right. Quirky. That's a good word. Yeah.
And it kind of makes you think
that's really cool.
And real different, you know, really different. Not like not a classic love story, not a classic Cinderella, no makeover.
It doesn't fit into a box, it sounds like. It sounds like it's its own kind of,
you know, you can watch it through, I think AMC is the original creators for it, but it was on Hulu for a little bit and it went away. Right now we watch it on Amazon Prime for like 7 days. So we like
kind of get it all in.
Yeah.
Binge it.
Another show but that's we watch cool. Right, you know, another show we watch is Murder, She Wrote, and that's something
I'm old school. Yeah,
like old school. And I kind of got into it because my grandma used to watch it way back in the day when I was like a little kid. I just remember the song in the background, like little stuff like that. And it hit me recently. I was like, I want to connect with her and maybe watch something she would have watched and just, you know, think through her perspective. And it's been so cool. Come to find out, the main character name is Jessica. she's a boss. Like, it's just
it's so cool. Yes.
Like, I don't know, you know, little stuff like that.
I'm low key because it was your grandma's favorite show. So. And my parents and my grandparents used to watch that show too. So, how did she wrote? That's she a real one on there. So I feel I could see that.
So good. She a confident older woman. It's giving me other kinds of confidences. Like, you don't see a lot of older women on TV, first of all. You really just don't.
True.
They are like 55 and out. Like, they just vanish. You don't see a lot of people without cosmetic surgery. She just riding her face. I was just like, it's just a beautiful, different kind of show. So if you like different stuff, it's kind of like if you like Barbie. I said it's like Barbie like 2.0 because she older, she in the real world, and people need her. She's like such a valuable community member. If you haven't seen it, it won't help to hear this description, but you should watch shows that are just weird. You should push yourself to like see stuff that has like low ratings and bad reviews and stuff like that. But those
to
shows
see for yourself if you like it.
Yep. It's a good
show. What about? And I agree. What about reading? What are you reading that you're really enjoying right now?
So I love to like savor a book. Like, I'll read a book for a long time. I don't know, because I was an English major or what. I just like love words. And this one book I'm reading is called Rest is Resistance. And it's from Trisha Hirsi, and she's from the Knapp Ministry on social media.
That's what I was going to say. I'm definitely with the Knapp Ministry, man.
Right? I'm like, that sounds good. Like, every time I talk to one of my friends, I tell them about these concepts around rest and balance and revolutionizing.
And being intentional about resting.
Yes. And don't feel guilty. Like, take your nap. And it don't have to be a nap. It can be looking out the window. It can be
just a break from the day to reconnect with yourself.
And it's beautiful. That's a really nice read. I keep that book like next to the nightstand so I can just like read it. It really, it's like, it's nice. It's really nice. Full of mantra and like positive wording to, again, like let go of negativity. So I think that's really helpful for Black businesses to fortify yourself and nourish yourself with what you read.
That's true.
Think about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can still watch like... all the other stuff.
Right, of course. but that's a powerful book, though, for real.
It is. It's super good. One of my friends says she got like the cards. They got like a deck of cards. It's just like mantras on them, just like positive words. So I think she's expanding what she's doing with the Nat Ministry. I know she did an art installation where you could like actually sleep. Like she had beds. I was like, I need to find this person. So I just try to rest as often as I can.
Yes, that's good. You have to. You have to. And I like that society as a whole has kind of moved toward understanding people needing to rest. Because I feel like for a long time, everybody was all about, oh, it's grind culture. We got to grind. We got to do this. You got to wake up and work and be working until you just kill over, basically. And now we're like, okay, hold on. You can take a step back. You can rest. You can take a break. It's okay. So that is definitely needed.
Yep, 100% agree with that. I'm so glad it's been a change too. Like, I don't know, it's super important.
We're coming to the end now, but before we go, let's talk about where people can find you online. What channels should people look for you on?
Yes, please follow us. We're very active on social media, and we repost.
Yes, you are.
We're very positive and friendly. And we show a lot of behind the scenes. So at Local Joe West on Instagram, at Local Joe West on Facebook, and we have a website too. You can get some merch there. We got t-shirts. Here go one. It's a green small.
Ooh.
It's really soft. It's really nice.
I like that.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yes. People get them that work with us. People get it that don't work with us, and they just kind of flex. We had a team member, she bought it for her dad. She got him a shirt. She got her mom a shirt and some coffee. So these things are available on the website. You can buy bags of coffee too, straight from here. We'll ship it out to you.
Because you're in Hawaii. Do you ship to everywhere across the U.S.?
Yep. Across the world, as long as they have an address. Yeah, we'll send it to you. And it's been really cool to just share like that local flavor, that local love. And just put it in the bag, put it in the beans. We also have that momaki tea we talked about. We sell that retail. It sells out.
Oh, perfect.
We do have that.
Okay, let me write that down. I have to get some of that.
Right? And let me know when you do, because it is so good. You'll be happy. You'll be so happy.
Yes, we're going to have to do like a whole nother powwow just talking about the
and
tea.
Our tea and be like, okay, what's new? Yes, I'm down. I'm screwed out. We could do like a coffee chat or like a tea time or something like that.
I call them a tea talk. I actually have like a whole link for it, and we do tea talks around here.
Okay, so let's make sure we do that. Let's definitely do that. Like a cool follow-up.
Indeed. I love it. Okay, we got plans on plans. I'm loving it. Okay. Great. And then, so what's new with your business? Like, is there anything that people should go check out or be on the lookout for with Local Joe?
We are always up to something. We partner with Beach Cleanup every third Sunday. We're changing that to be more quarterly. So our next beach cleanup will be in February with a photography club. We're going to do some photos of the sunset after we do beach cleanup. That sounds so miraculous and like amazing.
Oh, girl.
It's what we're going to do.
So make sure we're posting that because I follow you. So make sure we're posting that so I can get the views. I want to see what is going on.
That's a good idea. Yeah, it'll be good. Okay, I will. I'll keep you posted on that. I'll keep the videos and everything updated. We always post specials in our stories and in our posts. You can see some of our new team members and get kind of behind the scenes if you look at our highlights. That's really fun. And yeah, just so many new things is coming up. We're going to be editing the menu soon, adding some new flavors for the spring, some new drinks. Food items. We thinking about expanding, like maybe a little bit more dinner options. Open a little later. That could be fun. and then just different events. Yeah, just popping around, being everywhere we can, helping people do some
good
more charity.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah,
we gotta keep an eye on you. I love it. All right. Well, good stuff. Thank you so much, Jessica, for sitting down with me and chatting with me today. This has been a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you, Ashley. This has been super fun. It's always great to connect and inspire and have fun. And you're doing amazing. So thank you for letting me hang out.
Oh, okay. Of course. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, my people. That brings us to the end of this episode of Vibes in the Burbs. To enjoy more interviews like this one, please subscribe to our podcast or follow ALJ Digital Marketing on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. I will add Jessica's social channels and links to the show notes, so please take a moment to check that out. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, remember, be out here too. Bye.